You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon and welcome in once again. It's Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. Trent Condon here, along with Jim Brenson, as we talk the world of sports with you over the next 2 hours. Well, a busy show as always on a Monday as we take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. We got John Bonenkamp coming in here at about 4:20 this afternoon. We'll talk about his latest AP Top 25. Take a look at the college basketball rankings and talk a little Hawkeyes with John coming up at 4:20. 4:40, Mitch Sherman's going to be by from his Omaha outpost. You see his work at ESPN.com. A lot of talk on college football, Big 10, Big 12. We'll hit into that. And also a little bit about those Cornhuskers as he was at the game Saturday night with Iowa and Nebraska. The UNI head coach Ben Jacobson will be here at 5:15 this afternoon. We cap things off with Wolfgang from Hawkeye Nation at about 5:30. But right now we go to the road. That's where Jim Brenson is once again on a Monday. Jimmy B, are you sure you're not just taking three-day weekends here?
You know, I wish that was the case, my brother. I really do. But unfortunately, I am doing work, and it's not... Remember how I always make a joke out of it's always good to be Jimmy B? Sometimes it's not, and this is one of those times. On the road, working.
On the road, working. I'm going to put those in air quotes, working. I know about you and being on the road. But, well, Jimmy B, we get through the weekend, and ugly one here. Yeah. College basketball across the state, 0-4. It starts off with Iowa State getting beat. Continues on. Drake gets knocked off on the road at Evansville. Iowa State still can't figure out how to play defense against Nebraska Saturday night. And then yesterday, maybe a saving grace, not so much as UNI gets blown out against Loyola. We've been trying to find paths for these teams, hope to get things turned around. Jim, it's just looking like we are going to be shut out this year. There is not going to be an NCAA tournament team.
No, there will be no NCAA tournament team unless either Drake or UNI wins the Valley in the tournament. I don't see that happening. Look, this is shameful. It really is. And I'm going to start first with Iowa State's deplorable performance at home. Look, we both thought that Tennessee was a ranked team, more than good enough to go in there and win the game. And we even talked about Rick Barnes and the job that he has done. But I did not expect Iowa State to not even show up, and the lackluster attitude and cavalier attitude and effort and energy on the court. Trent, it just wasn't there. And they got dominated and dusted. For Iowa, we both thought Nebraska was a better team. And they showed it. And Iowa's defensive deficiencies were front and center in that game, and it cost them, as Nebraska puts up 98 points, the most points that basketball team has scored since they have joined the Big Ten. Unbelievable. Great atmosphere. The place was rocking. And Iowa scores over 80 and yet still can't win the game. For UNI, this is a head-scratcher for me. I just don't know what happened to Ben Jacobson's team, and I know you're going to talk to Coach Jake coming up in the other hour, but I can't figure out why all of a sudden his team can't score a basket. It's amazing to me that, you know, they just can't seem to get out of their own way now. And Drake, well, the love affair is over, unfortunately. We thought we might have had something going on there, and now it's taking its toll. Look, this is tough. This is tough if you're a sports fan in the state of Iowa right now. And it doesn't matter if you're a Drake, UNI, Iowa State fan. This is brutal, because, to be honest with you, partner, we're just not used to this.
No, we at least have something. We have somebody. We have something that we can jump to, and, you know, jump on the bandwagon, if you will. And obviously we have not had the ability to do that, as all these teams have gone through some sustained periods where they haven't played very good basketball. Drake was a team for a while there in the beginning of conference play. They've lost 3 out of 4. It was UNI back early on this season as they went down to the battle for Atlantis. They beat NC State, looking pretty good there. They played great in that game against Villanova. Didn't get it done, but they come back. They beat UNLV, and then they lose, what, seven in a row after that.
Seven in a row, yeah.
Before the season, it was Iowa. Iowa State, we had that run when they won 9th Street after the 0-2 start. We've all had periods where we jumped on the bandwagon, but every single time we've ended up having to jump back off. And, yeah, it's going to be one of those years, Jimmy B, where we're going to be searching. We're going to be looking for, you know, the teams to jump onto. And one of those teams, our neighbors to the west, that Nebraska team, so impressed with what they did against Iowa. Now, I understand Iowa is awful, just a terrible defensive team. 237th in the country right now at adjusted defense over at KenPom. It is really, really bad, Jimmy B. But that Nebraska team, we talked about a little bit last week, just how easy their schedule is the rest of the way, and they're going to have a chance to make a big run here. They're looking more and more like a team, though, that will be that fifth team to come out of the Big Ten. This is what they have left. It starts, in fact, tonight. They play tonight at Wisconsin. The Badgers are not very good. Now, for some reason, Wisconsin's favorite in this game, Jimmy B. You could have given me 100 guesses. I never would have got to Wisconsin minus 4. I don't know what's going on there, and it seems too easy, and, well, we know what happens usually when that's the case. After that, they got a week off. They play next Tuesday at Minnesota, a very winnable game. Minnesota is just playing some terrible, terrible basketball. They've lost 6 out of their last 7. Their only win in there was against Penn State. Outside of that, they've lost to Northwestern, Maryland, Ohio State, Purdue, Northwestern for a second time, and Indiana. So the Gophers after that, then they got 4 out of their last 5 are at home for Nebraska. Rutgers, Maryland, the one road game's at Illinois, certainly a winnable one there. And then Indiana, Penn State. This team could be, it's not a stretch for them to be 14-4, and we won't know how good they are. And we will not know how good this team actually is. They're going to have an inflated record. I almost hope that happens. I want to see what kind of seed they get, because there just isn't a whole lot of juice in that resume.
You know, you're right, and the teams that they do have left on their schedule. But you can only, as you and I always talk about, you can only play the teams that are on your schedule. And so they can't do anything about that. And, look, I like Jim Miles. I think he's done look, that's a tough place. You know how difficult it is to get wins at Nebraska. And Jim Miles his seat was pretty warm at the end of last year. But he has changed that around again. And they've got winning in their veins right now. And they're good enough to win those games, Trent. There's no question about that. So, look, if you're looking at Purdue, Michigan State, Ohio State, and you're going to toss Nebraska in there, why not? I mean, if they have the kind of success that you just talked about, they deserve to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. You win, I don't care what kind of power conference and how bad it might be. 14-4 in a power conference, absolutely. You deserve to be in. Yeah, I don't care how down the Pac-12 is this year. Somebody goes 14-4, you know, there's been talk. I know there was a little bit of buzz, I think, for a while ago about Washington. You know, if they could put together something like that. Power 5 conference, you go 14-4, even if you're playing all the bottom teams twice. I think you deserve to get in. But that is a different conversation for a different day. You mentioned Iowa State, Jimmy B. And effort wasn't there. Rebounding, it started off weird. Cameron Lard doesn't start the game. After what we've seen out of this guy, putting together great performance out of great performance during conference play, he was arguably their best player throughout the Big 12 portion of this conference. And then he doesn't start. Is it a message? Is it, you know, just something very simple? What's going on there? A guy playing at that level, it just kind of leaves you scratching your head as Hans Brace got the start on Saturday.
I think it was probably a message thing. Something may have happened, and that triggered him not getting that start, and thus Hans Brace did. We don't know, because Coach Prohm hasn't come out and said anything about it, but it had to be some sort of message. Look, this is a team that is devoid of leadership, just like Iowa is, on the court. And Weller Babb can't play like he did when his injury on that foot is not good. He struggles now, and he's not the same player he was, say, 8-9 games ago. And so this team is not the same sort of team that we thought we were going to see with the upsets of Texas Tech and Baylor. So from that standpoint, you're just like in Iowa, you're asking a freshman to be your leader, and it's not working. It's just not working. And from a fan standpoint, are they frustrated? Hell yeah, they're frustrated, because I think both fan bases, particularly Iowa, expected so much more. Mm-hmm. I think they expected to be in the hunt for the dance. I think Iowa State fans were kind of, well, I don't know if we're going to be, if we're make the dance or not. It would be really cool. I think we're going to be on the bubble. I think most fans were saying, well, if we're in the bubble, we got a shot. And that's not the case anymore either, partner.
No, it is not even close, Jimmy B. Well, let's move off to college basketball, because it's pretty depressing here in the state. And I'm going to have some more people jumping by. We'll talk some more college hoops a little bit later on. But yesterday, Jimmy B., I don't know if you saw my tweet, but so the golf's coming to an end, or at least we thought it was going to be coming to an end soon. But my wife's kind of wondering, what is going on here? I want to watch the red carpet from the Grammys, and we still got golf going on out there. Quite the scene. And J.B. Holmes, he plays golf slower than you do. What's going on there?
Look, I don't play that slow. Come on now. Give me a little credit. He is terribly slow. Boy, oh boy. They got to, like, prod him to speed him up. Look, I know I saw your tweet, and then everybody was all over CBS for not bailing out of the golf and going to the red carpet. You know, last year the red carpet had 15 million viewers watching. Mm. Golf did not have 15 million viewers watching because Tiger was long gone from the scene. So they really, it was a tough one. It was a tough one for CBS with that. And then today they have the playoff continues, the sixth hole playoff. And on the very first hole, Jason Day birdies and wins. So just one hole on the next day, and he walks off with like $2 million in his pocket. So not a bad payday for Jason Day. And it's great that he is back, because golf needs him as well. Look, I watched the tournament, not so much of the guys that were in it other than Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent, I was really impressed with Tiger. I mean, you 888 days since he had made a cut on the PGA Tour. 888 days. And he makes the cut on the last hole with a birdie and finishes minus three and far from the bottom. Hell, he beat Phil Mickelson. That's Phil Mickelson's home course, Torrey Pines. He lives in San Diego. So, I mean, it was amazing what Tiger Woods was able to do. And I think in 2 weeks, he's not playing the Phoenix Open. He's playing the next tournament. I think it's Riviera in Los Angeles, I think, is where he's playing. And so it'll be interesting to see how he does in his next showing on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, Jim, we had that going on. Pro Bowl, that do anything for you yesterday? NHL All-Star Game, I'll be honest, very, very little of each. I probably saw maybe three plays of the Pro Bowl in the hockey. Saw a little bit of the skills competition Saturday night. That was it for me.
Okay, I saw some of the skills competition. I always like that. I didn't watch any of the game itself. I did see the last few minutes, so I saw David Carr throw the touchdown pass. And at least it was an exciting game, a one-point game, 24-23. And he had a comeback win in it. And I think I saw also, Trent, that the ratings were like 15% better than what they had been.
Hmm.
And they were playing in a monsoon as well.
News to me. I just, Pro Bowl doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
I guess it was better later on, but I just... It doesn't.
Well, the game this Sunday will be much more entertaining.
Yes, trust me. And we will have plenty on that all week long. Well, you get back to doing whatever in God's name you're doing. Are you going to be back tomorrow?
On the phone tomorrow. Last time.
Last time, Jimmy B. Out and about. Be good, my man.
All right, brother. Bye.
Jim Brinson checking in here. One half of Jimmy B and TC. Certainly not the better half. We all know that. We'll come back here on the other side. We'll get to a better half of the conversation. John Bonacamp from the Burlington Hawkeye. He's an AP Top 25 voter. We'll get his thoughts on his latest in college basketball and what's wrong with that Iowa defense. Can it be fixed at this point in time? Probably not. We'll get some thoughts on that with John coming up on the other side. Mitch Sherman will join us as well. Then in hour number two, Ben Jacobson, the UNI head coach, and Wolfgang will be here as well. 515-264-1700. That's the phone number to dial to get a hold of me here. Or you can also tweet at me at Trent Connan. Quick timeout. Back with more. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. Know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Update the style and look of your home with doors from Mastercraft. Create a custom door with the Mastercraft Door Designer. With thousands of combinations, you're sure to get the perfect door for you. Or get a pre-hung entry door with simple and clean Nova-style glass. It features a composite frame that won't rot and a primed, ready-to-paint finish. All sizes are $296 during Menards Super Sale. Now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
I was driving in my car and I smelled a number 5 with fries. Lunch made me realize it was just my ride.
No.
But with a new Febreze car, I got it under control. Now they come in light or bold. Choose how you roll. Febreze car, roll with me and breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just $5 and change at CeCe's. Dining only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M Industrial Pressure Washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back with you once again here, Trent Condon, solo edition today. Jimmy B checked in for segment number one, and he called it an afternoon after 15 minutes. He's got things done. He's not like the wise owl, John Bonenkamp, who joins us right now from the Burlington Hawkeye. John, I'm going to guess no 15-minute work days for you.
Oh, no, not anymore. No, I don't get to do 15 minutes from wherever he was at.
Yeah,
so, it's a nice life, I tell you.
Yeah, Jimmy B's retired. For all intents and purposes, he's retired.
Well, sure.
He's got things made down there. He's doing his thing. And that's okay. You and me, we're grinding away. And, well, it's been a grind watching this Iowa basketball team all season long. We're going to get into your top 25, but let's start with the Hawkeyes. The effort against Nebraska on Saturday night, they came back early and got back into the game, had an early lead. There were positives, certainly, offensively, but that defense, well, we go back to it time and time and time again. It's at a point where you can't expect this thing to be fixed this season, right?
No, can they get better at it? Sure. Is it going to be completely fixed? I just don't see it happening. I mean, it's, by now you should have all this figured out. And, you play well at home against Wisconsin. You do a lot of really good things. Everybody talks, okay, this is kind of the blueprint of what we have to do. And then they go to Nebraska, and for, a good chunk of that game, they don't play like that, and that's why they lost. And, the players talked about it a little bit today. We had some access to them today, and, they talked about, putting together 40 minutes of defense, and they're just not doing it. And, whether it's communication, whether it's just execution or a combination, I don't know, but I just don't see it getting fixed.
John, it's a group of good kids. You listen to these guys talk. It seems like a good group in that fashion. But a shake-off of the offseason, bringing in a grad transfer, bringing in just something to shake this up, because it seems like a group of nice kids that are going out there, they're playing their game, and hey, you get beat. Well, that's going to happen. I don't see a creening of the roster happening and they're purging 3-4 guys to bring in 3 or 4 different scholarships.
No.
Athletes, but some kind of shakeup, could that help?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I think that, this is a talented team. There's a lot of talented players that for some reason this just hasn't fit. And it's something Fran McCaffrey has talked about quite a bit, not necessarily in that context, but he said, he keeps saying that there's a disconnect. Well, if there's a disconnect, then there's obviously something that needs to connect. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, if it's just guys. I mean, as far as I know, they get along. As far as I know, there aren't any off-court issues. Mm-hmm. It's just that for whatever reason, they just haven't played well together all season. And they've had moments. But, the complete games against good teams have been very rare. And so, we talked about this last time that, it's inevitable that, especially in college basketball these days, that there will be, an opening on the roster. And, so if that happens, do you go get a grad transfer that can help you out at a certain position? And I'm thinking point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, I think that's going to happen. But, you're also going to be getting in 2 really good recruits. And, does that make a difference? I don't know. But I do think somewhere along the line there has to be a leader of this team. There has to be that voice. There has to be that guy that everyone rallies around. And, right now they just don't have that. I mean, they've got really talented players in Tyler Cook and Jordan Belandon. And Nicholas Bayer plays well, and he's probably the most experienced one out there. But, you know, there's no guy that they rally around. There is not that one leader right now, and I think that's been a big part of this.
You know, one more just on the mood around the team. John, you've been around a lot of basketball teams in Iowa City throughout the years, and seasons go a number of different ways. When you talk to the guys, is there that frustration, or is it just, well, answer the questions again because we're nice kids and that's what we're going to do? When you talk to these guys individually, what's the mood you get from that direction?
If you're talking about after games, after losses, yeah, after losses, yeah, you can sense the frustration. There's no doubt about it. You know, on a daily basis when we get access to them, you know, I mean, I think that there's a very business-like approach to these guys that, you know, okay, we can correct this, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, time's running out. It's, you know, February's coming up. You know, you don't have that many games left to fix this, and that's why, you know, especially when it comes to defense, I'm not so sure it can.
So this is going to be a big offseason for this program. Now, last week, after we talked, we found out about the contract extension. That was handed to Fran McCaffrey. So he's not going to enter the season on a realistic hot seat. But people are getting restless. This was a team, at least on the local level, that had a lot of expectations. And defensively, with experience, you'd figure they're going to get better. It's not like Jordan Bohannon's going to get more athletic or anything like that. But more connected, more experience. Those things can happen when you got more experience underneath your belt. But, you know, what else can Fran do? I mentioned it this summer, and John, we might have talked about this. You know how summer, I throw out a lot of theories as we work our way through June, July, and August. And one of them was, why don't you go out and talk to Jim Boeheim and figure out what they do? Have a zone defense that's yours. Have a defensive identity that's yours. And Fran McCaffrey, people talk about, other coaches, about playing against this team. You have to be prepared because they're going to throw a number of things at you. But maybe that's something that could help this team out. Some kind of defensive identity. This is ours. I don't care if it's a 1-3-1 or a matchup zone or if it's a full court press like Dr. Tom did, falling back to a 2-3. But something to give them something. This is our structure, and this is what we can always rely upon.
Well, and it's, I mean, if you look at the top 10 teams in the country, and you look at a lot of those teams, all of them have some sort of defensive identity. And, you know, you look at Virginia and the way they play, and, you know, and you talked about Syracuse, and they've always been a really good zone team. And I do think at some point, and it was kind of asked today of what, you know, is this going to be something, you know that is going to be a focus in the off season. And, you know, Fran plays things pretty close to the vest. He's not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out and change things. But I do think there is a sense that there has to be a defensive identity in this program, because defense is a mindset. And I learned that from all those years of covering Jim Molinari's team over at Western Illinois. He's one of the best defensive coaches in the country, and he's now at Nebraska as an assistant. And it's a mindset. You have to want to go out and lock people down and shut them down and whatever else. And I do think that somewhere along the line, somewhere in this roster, he has to develop a defensive stopper. He has to defend. You know, there has to be that one guy that's going to go out and lock down the other guy's best player, whoever it may be. And so I do think that, and maybe it doesn't even have to come from Fran necessarily. It's got to come from the players. Look, we have to play better defensively. And because, I mean, it starts with them. It starts with how they approach games and how they want to lock people down. And so to me, that mentality's got to change, whether it's man or zone or whatever. They have got to become a better defensive team because, you know, and we've talked about this before in the last few years, they haven't been really good defensively, but they've been able to overcome that with some really good offense and opportunistic play and team chemistry too. So I do think you do need to start developing some sort of identity. It starts with the players, but I also think from the coaching staff, you have to find something, and that's going to be your defense.
Talk with John Bonacamp, the Burlington Hawkeye, as he joins us here talking some Hawkeye basketball. We'll get into his AP Top 25 here in a moment. John, one more on the Hawks, and I mentioned that contract extension that comes out last week. The optics are just so bad. This thing was signed a day after they get blown out by Virginia Tech. I understand. Things were not going well, maybe not the time for it, but there's been time since then. After the game against Colorado, where you and me were supposed to be sitting next to each other up in Sioux Falls, That would have been a perfect opportunity. Yeah, there still would have been critics, but it just seems like they're hiding something. The optics are terrible in this.
I wrote about this a little bit today that I don't understand how in a college budget, in an athletic department budget that's nine figures, that you don't hire somebody on your staff to just be the voice of reason and say, look, just get it out there and get it over with. And even if it had been released after the Virginia Tech loss, well, there have been grumblings, sure. But at the same time, if you explain it the way that they explained it, oh, hey, you know, we got this done in the summertime, but, you know, Gary Bart has had his health issues and we just now signed it, it's over and done with. You know, you'd still get people carping on the buyout. You'd get people carping on Kirk Ferentz's buyout.
Yes.
But, you know, it's like, I don't understand why somebody didn't stand up and say, let's just get it out there and get it over with. You know, tear the Band-Aid off, as they say. You know, yeah, it's going to hurt for a minute, but you move on. You know, and everything, you know, like I said, you're still going to get the buyout critics, but whatever. It made no sense to me because it's like there wasn't anything in there that was really negative. The buyout is inconsequential as far as I'm concerned. Because they weren't going to fire him at the end of the year anyway, unless they had cause, at which point the buyout didn't mean anything. So I don't get why they did it. It just, like you said, it looks bad, and it makes no sense to me.
John, on to your top 25. Villanova remains in the top spot. Virginia at number two. We talked about the Hoos a little bit last week. I wasn't a big believer. And then they go into Cameron Indoor and win and make me look like a moron. What else is new?
And who was the big believer?
Right, okay, there. Right. Yes, Mr. The Wise Howell, yeah. As always.
Who? Yeah, okay. Anyway.
How close were you, though, to moving Virginia up to the top spot?
I was actually closer to moving Purdue up to the top spot.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you can make a case for either of the three.
Yep.
And I'm really, really loath. If I've got somebody that's number one and they're playing really well, they're going to be number one until they lose. And, you know, so that's why I was kind of, yeah, did I think about Virginia? Certainly. But I also thought about Purdue because I think that's a really good Purdue team. And, you know, I mean, it that's a team, any of those three teams could win a national title right now. And that's why everybody stayed the same. But, yeah, I was really thinking about Purdue and I really thought about Virginia too, but it goes against my principles. I don't drop my number one unless they lose. You know, I did. And there have been rare cases where I've changed things around, but this late in the year, you stick with who you've got there.
Another one that I got circled here that I want to get your thoughts on today is Auburn. They come in at number 11 in your rankings. They are, 19-2 now. RPI is very good. They got a bunch of wins against the now called Group 1 of the RPI. Kind of doing everything. Their only loss came on the road at Alabama in conference play.
A good Alabama team.
Yes, yeah. Colin Sexton's a very good player. He didn't play in that game, which maybe makes that loss a little bit worse for Auburn. But you dig in here. The SEC has a bunch of solid teams, but maybe nobody elite. How difficult are they to rank at 19-2? You have them at 11.
Again, go back to what I said last week about Virginia. It's like when you get to this point in the season, you know, you really like to look at, you kind of really give the benefit of the doubt to teams that are now surviving in conference play and figuring out ways to win. And, you know, when your lone loss like that is at a really good Alabama team that beat Oklahoma this weekend, you know, so you don't really punish them that much. And like I said, you've got two losses at this point in the season, you're a pretty good team. Because now you've gone through half of the conference schedule. You've gone on the road. You've played in some difficult places. If you're at that point right now, those are the teams I really like giving the benefit of the doubt to, especially in the Power 5 conferences. But you can go that way throughout any of the leagues. I mean, conference play exposes teams. That's what I wrote about today about Iowa and Iowa State, you and I. Once they got into conference play, you started seeing. You know, so that's why I've got them up there, because I think they're a really good team, and they've also survived, and I think you've got to give teams credit for that.
All right, last thing. We're talking with John Bonenkamp. I'm looking for somebody to adopt. I'm starting to jump on the Rhode Island bandwagon. My senior year was that great run to the Elite Eight with Tyson Wheeler and Lamar Odom, and Luther Clay was on that team. I love that squad. E.C. Matthews is a guy that I've always liked watching. I remember I recruiting him out of Michigan, so I've always kept my eye on him. Seems like he's been there forever, and he has. They got an Indiana transfer and Stanford Robinson. So I'm jumping on Rhode Island. Give me somebody else as I'm looking to adopt somebody, as our state stinks right now. Who to watch as we flip the calendar into February?
I'm going to go with who you're just talking about, and not Auburn, but I'm going to go with Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think they're a really good team, and I think they've been tested. They've played a really tough schedule. They played Arizona. They've played a lot of other teams. They've been really tested. That's a team that's probably going to get into the tournament in a 7 or an 8 seed that I think is going to be a really tough out. And, I go back to what I said earlier. If I had to pick a national champion right now, I'd pick Purdue. But if you're looking for one of those teams that might surprise you in March, I think Alabama's one of them. Go with Auburn, too. I mean, because, again, they've played well. You know, they've done some good things. And Matt Gaetens is there. If you're looking for a state connection, Matt Gaetens is there. So, I think either one of those two teams are ones that I think you really got to watch in March, because I think there's really good basketball down there right now.
I forgot about the Gaetens angle. That's a great call. And, well, that's why he is the wise owl. John Bonick, yeah. Thank you so much for your time, John. Always good catching up with you.
All right. Have a good one. See ya.
John Bonick with the Burlington Hawkeye, his top 25 ballot. You can find it along with his Monday article over at thehawkeye.com from Burlington. We'll take a timeout, come back on the other side. We're going to mix it up a little bit. We got a little football talk, a little basketball talk. We'll do it both with ESPN's Mitch Sherman. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
It's time to think spring, because Iowa's original RV show is coming to the Iowa State Fairgrounds Varied Industries Building February 1st through 4th. Come in and see what's new for 2018 and compare prices and features on motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, fold downs, and toy haulers. One level packed with the latest models from Central Iowa's largest RV dealers. Admission adults $7, children $4. Thursday is Senior Citizens Day, just $6. Discount tickets available at iarvshow.com. It's all at the Iowa State Fairgrounds Varied Industries Building February 1st through 4th. Iowa's original RV show. Think spring! If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-1606. Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
There is no better time to buy a new or used car than right now. No matter the reason, everyone listening now would love to drive something new. Whether you're tired of that old clunker, concerned about your kid's safety, need the latest gadgets, or just looking for a change, dealers all over the metro are sitting on lots of trucks, cars, and SUVs. Stop by any Des Moines auto dealer location. Surely they have a vehicle for you. Low down payments, low monthly payments, low financing rates are all available. This message brought to you by Cumulus Radio Des Moines and 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Truck Hatted here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments, your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
You found your home for real sports talk, for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Back with you. We will be with you until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC, Trent Condon. Solo edition today, but right now we're going to talk some college football, some college basketball with our good friend from ESPN.com, Mitch Sherman, who joins us on the phone line. What's happening today, Mitch?
Hey, Trent. Just another day, almost February. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Making our way through this this basketball season. Hasn't been a pretty one in our state, but across the river over on the other side of the Missouri, looking pretty good for Nebraska. An easy slate the rest of the way. It continues tonight. A road tilt up in Madison against the Badgers, who are not a very good basketball team this year. How big of a surprise is it that this Nebraska squad is playing at this level right now?
I'd say it's surprising from the standpoint that it's not often that things fall into place for Nebraska basketball. You're talking about a program that has never won an NCAA tournament game, so they're conditioned in Lincoln and in places around Lincoln that follow Nebraska basketball to expect that things are going to go awry. And, you know, there have been moments of that this season, but for the most part, it's been pleasant surprise after pleasant surprise with players like James Palmer. We've seen other newcomers this year for Nebraska who have stepped into big roles, and you know, guys that weren't necessarily heard of and didn't have big reputations around the Big Ten before the season, but clearly they have athletes on that team, as you saw Saturday night, and I saw in person Saturday night against Iowa. And they're improving. I mean, this is a far cry from the team that was blown out at St. John's early in the year. Right? They really do look like one of the five best teams in the Big Ten. And if that continues and they win the games that they should win the rest of the way, they probably will have a strong tournament resume after the Big Ten tournament is over.
Might not be a whole lot of, meat, I guess, on that resume, but the wins are certainly going to pile up. You'd expect if they continue to play at the level that we saw Saturday night offensively against a bad defensive Iowa team. Wisconsin, then at Minnesota, then four of their last five at home with Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana, and Penn State all coming in. It looks like they're going to be that fifth team from the Big Ten. If that's the case, Tim Miles, there was talk about him being on the hot seat. Would it go the other way and we'd be talking contract extension for Miles?
You could, because his contract hasn't been extended. It wasn't extended by Sean Eichhorst, the now departed athletic director, after the last two seasons. So he's working on a deal that's restrictive for him somewhat in recruiting. And, you know, I don't think there's much that can happen at this point. Just my personal observations. You know, this isn't any kind of in-depth analysis, but my personal observations with the way that Bill Moose has taken the reins of the Nebraska Athletic Department, and of course, priority number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 was to fix the football program and hire Scott Frost, and they did that. You know, I don't think that he's on was really at any point on a path to evaluate the basketball program after this season in such a way that would have ended with Tim Miles' departure. Barring just a catastrophic season. So, and clearly they've not had that and are not going to finish in a catastrophic way. So, I think he's plenty safe, for starters, which was a discussion topic through the off season. And, if this season ends on a high note with the NCAA tournament or certainly, with an unprecedented victory in the NCAA tournament for Nebraska, then, they're going to build a statue for him if he wins a game in the tournament. I mean, I'm really not joking there. Yeah. It's never happened in Lincoln. So,
yeah, it's crazy. Some good teams with Danny Nee and Piakowski back in the day never could get it done in the NCAA tournament. Hey, one more on this. So I'm watching great environment there. Great environment mm-hmm. for all sports, though. The way Nebraska, they support not just football, but men's basketball and volleyball and all, even the non-revenue sports. It's great, but I want to get your thoughts. Pinnacle Bank Arena, there's been a lot of conversation about Carver Hawkeye Arena, 36 years old now, I believe it is, and just showing mm-hmm. wear and tear. They renovated a couple years ago, but just doesn't have a great environment. That is downtown, Pinnacle Bank Arena, downtown Lincoln. How difficult mm-hmm. was it to get that, to get that put up in a spot? I don't know the landscape of Lincoln, but take us through building that. And, well, if you build it, we've seen it with Nebraska, they will come.
Yeah, I mean, there was a leap of faith for sure, because Nebraska basketball was not a source of tremendous pride at the time they went through the process to get the funding. And, you know, it was publicly in part funded. Privately, in part, certainly there had to be public support to get this thing done. So, from a logistical standpoint, as to where it is, I mean, if you're familiar with where the football stadium is, it is the basketball arena is downtown, but it's right across the interstate on the way into town. You're not talking about a far distance from campus. In fact, it's closer to Memorial Stadium than the Bob Devaney Sports Center, where Nebraska basketball played for so many years, and now the volleyball team continues to play there. They renovated that and made it really the home for that program and some of the other smaller sports. So the basketball arena is in a newer area of off of downtown, and Haymarket Park is adjacent to where the baseball team plays and draws tremendous crowds and great support too when the weather gets warm in April and May. So you're right about the kind of support that Nebraska gets for its programs, and it's not just in football. You know, Lincoln is just the kind of town that supports that type of thing. You know, I don't know if that formula that they use to get the basketball arena is something that would translate well in Iowa City or in other Big Ten towns where there are similar situations. I think it was somewhat unique at Nebraska, and they've made it work, and it's paid off in that they get great concerts to come down there, and the attendance for the basketball team, despite a continued lack of overwhelming success or really much success at all to speak of beyond the nights like last Saturday night, two nights ago. They continue to get great fan support, and if they do get a team that they can really cheer for, and a team that can win in March, then it'll be over the top.
Talking with Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com. Mitch, jump over to some football in Nebraska's former conference, the Big 12, which you cover very well over at ESPN.com. Oklahoma, they're going to be in the preseason top five for most everybody coming into the year. But as all the conversation starts to shift to the NFL draft, there will be no Baker Mayfield. I saw your colleague Jake Trotter had a good article last week talking a little bit about Kyler Murray and the transition into him. What can you tell us, and Oklahoma as a whole? They'll be the favorite in the Big 12. How significant is that gap?
Yeah, I mean, I think Oklahoma is just the de facto favorite, no matter the situation. If you had a team in the state of Texas, TCU or Texas would come to mind that was returning nearly everything. I still don't think that either of those programs would be in a position to be the favorite over Oklahoma, just because of what the Sooners accomplished this year and what they've accomplished over the long haul. You know, it's you have to knock them off. Somebody does before. I think the majority of people would ever go about picking against OU. You know, I went that direction this season and picked Oklahoma State to win the league. And when I broke it down player by player and looked at the depth charts, it looked to me like Oklahoma State would have a better team, and it just wasn't the case. Oklahoma developed players well. Their prowess in recruiting showed off, and they did what great programs do, and you had guys fill in who were better than starters that were returning for other teams. So I don't doubt at all that OU is deserving of that role as a top five team going into 2018. And you know, I think they'll do with the quarterback spot with Kyler Murray what they did at many other positions in 2017 to build the team that we saw make it to the college football playoff. You know, Kyler Murray is a name that people who have followed the sport in, you know, nationally and certainly in that part of the country, in the state of Texas and in the state of Oklahoma, recognize, although he was Mayfield's backup and hasn't been a regular starter at any level. He transferred in from Texas A&M. This guy was a legend on the high school field in Dallas at Allen High School, and big things will be expected right away. He'll bring a different kind of play than what you saw with Mayfield, more of a dual threat guy. You know, Baker could get out of the pocket for sure and run, but Murray will look to do that more. He'll be an athlete for sure back there in the backfield, and I think he'll be a handful for not only defenses in the Big 12, but teams around the country that match up against the Sooners.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com. Mitch, 10 seconds, Big 12 hoops tonight. Do we get an upset in Manhattan with the Jayhawks and Wildcats?
Yeah, you know, I think it may happen. I will go out on a limb and say that K-State gets it done tonight, but I'll be watching closely, and you know, that quest continues by someone in the Big 12 or maybe the league collectively to knock the Jayhawks down a peg to second, but maybe tonight is a big step toward making that happen for somebody. The problem is there doesn't seem to be any one team stepping up necessarily to take that role of the favorite.
Good stuff, Mitch. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Trent. Good to talk to you.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com. We got the 5 o'clock hour next. Ben Jacobson will join us, you and I head coach, at 5:15.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammon, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-463-5391. That's 800-463-5391. 800-463-5391. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Hi, this is Terry Crews. Actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.